嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天呢 ,Adam, 我们要来说说美语里面的一些俚语，是吧？俚语的单词。
That's right, so we're talking about just kind of everyday words that everyday people use every day.
Slang words.
Slang-ish words.
我为什么说它是比较俚语 slang 呢？比如我们今天说到的警察这个词，大家应该都知道是 police or policeman.
Right.
但是如果你看美剧或者很多美国人日常聊天，他们就会用到另外一个词。
That's right, cops.
Cops.
Yeah.
Cops are coming.
The cops, man. We gotta go.
对，其实日常生活中还有很多这样的词啊。那今天我们为大家选取了一些最常用的，希望你会喜欢。好，大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，来收藏今天这个俚语单词列表。那既然讲到 cops,、那我们就先从这个词开始好了。
OK.
So, cop、是它的单数，对吧？
Right.
怎么拼呢？
C-O-P.
C-O-P.、这个Cop 通常是在什么场景底下会用啊
I mean, all the time, every situation.、Like, even a police officer would call him or herself a cop. I'm a cop.
我是个警察是吧、
Yes. We also have a phrase, a kind of a neat phrase, good cop, bad cop.
好警察坏警察
Yeah. And I mean, this is not that I've, you know...been around cops very much, but oftentimes、police officers will come in twos, right? There's a pair of them, they're partners,、and one of them will be very friendly、and, you know, try to ask you questions, very calm, and the other one's gonna be like, if you don't tell me, I'm gonna, you know, like, beat you up or something.
So good cop, bad cop.我觉得就像 it makes me think about parenting.
Yes, always in parenting.
所以这个不一定形容警察是吗？还能形容 different situations， 比如我刚刚说的爸爸妈妈，一个人唱红脸，一个人唱白脸，这个
right.
Who's the good cop? Who's the bad cop?
Yes，
这样。OK， so cops 啊，在日常口语里面非常常用，就是警察的意思。好，那 Adam 说我今天想的这个都很 random，
a little bit。
他说你这有什么联系？我说这些都是我能想到，就是生活场景。就是经常会发生会出现 Not that we wish you, you know, 跟警察有什么交集、但下面一个可能比如我们周五晚上出去放松呀周末和朋友小聚聚去喝一杯喝点酒
Right, but we don't ever say Let's drink alcohol
对 you never hear that
Never
啊、那一般大家会怎么说呢
Well, there's lots of words we have But one really fun word is booze
Booze. B-O-O-Z-E.
Yes.
这个 booze, 就是酒的意思啊。那一般比如说我今天开个 party, 对吧 Bring some booze.
Right.
带点酒过来。
Well, usually on a party, invitation, it will say B-Y-O-B.
Bring your own booze.
But, you know, the older we get, we don't really...If you're hosting a party, you should provide booze to your guests.
Don't be a cheapskate.
Exactly.
不要这么小气，还是来提供 booze, 提供酒啊。那讲到 booze, 它还可以，比如说一个人喝了很多 he's all boozed up, 可以这样说吗？
Yeah, there's so many. You could, any way you want to use this word. He's a boozer, he likes boozing, he gets boozed up. Yeah, so many different. Booze cruise is not very safe.
什么是 booze
cruise? It's drinking and driving.
哦，还有这个说法啊！
Yeah.
我刚刚以为是一个什么游轮，一个 cruise 上面提供 all you can drink booze.
Oh yeah, that might also be a booze cruise. Yeah.
好，那 booze 总是不太健康，也不太安全哈。咱们现在看看 ，not necessarily healthy,
right?
不是很健康，但至少不会让你有酒精的那个损害，就是汽水。
Okay, so pop.
对，因为我刚到加拿大的时候，别人问我你要什么 pop， 我不知道这个东西是什么，所以你看这么简单的一个词 ，I was clueless，、我不知道人家在问我要什么东西。
Oh, yeah.
所以 pop 的意思是
soda。
Soda
pop.
就是汽水是吧？可以说什么 fizzy drink?
You could, but...
Fizzy 就是有泡泡是吧
Right.
Soft drinks.
Soft drinks is better, yeah.
软饮料啊、汽水。你刚刚讲到那个 soda,、soda 可能我们会想到是苏打水、
right.
That one particular kind of drink. 其实它也是比较 general, 就 refer, it can refer to all kinds of soft drinks.
Yeah, it's what they say in America.
所以美国人说 soda 的时候、有可能是 Sprite, 有可能是雪碧、有可能是 Coke, 有可能是可乐、
yes.
Mountain Dew 什么、激浪。所以 pop 是加拿大比较常用的是吧
Yeah, it's always used in Canada and like the north part of America.
美国的就是美国东北人也会这样说。
Popper. Soda.
我们今天都讲到喝嘛那我们就 stay in this 吃吃喝喝的。
Okay.
好接下来我们要讲的这个词是
Beef、
牛肉
Yes
However, it does not mean 牛肉
It does not It means
In this context
In this context,、no It means like I have a problem or an issue with you Not you specifically, Jenny、but with this person
所以可以说 I've got beef with
With something The post office The bank A person
那也可以说比如你很气的说哦、What's your beef
What's your beef with, Yeah
就有什么问题、是吧为什么这么生气、I've got beef with、something or someone
Right, so you can say like I've got beef You could say I have a beef Both are okay
I've got beef or I have a beef、
right.
with the post office.
The post office. I don't know why.
When was the last time you went to a post office?
Yeah, exactly.
好的、what about dough? 既然讲到吃的东西啊面团。
Dough, okay. Well, when I think about dough, I think about green.
Green.
Green dough. Doesn't that sound weird?
Moolah.
Moolah, yeah. Money, money, money.
对如果你前段时间有听我们节目我们说到钱在英语里面不同的表达方式其中有一个就是和吃的有关这个 dough, 面团。Dough. He makes a lot of dough.
Yeah.
他赚很多钱对不对
Sure.
OK, 那 beef 和 dough 在这里都直接和吃没有关系啊。我们说一个和直接和吃挂钩的好了。
OK, last one is bite.
B-I-T-E.
B-I-T-E, like...
A bite of China, 舌尖上的中国。
Oh, yeah.
对，我们想讲这个词，就是因为，比如你和同事或者朋友说，哎，要不要出去，就要不要一起吃饭啊？什么 ？Want to grab a bite?
Let's grab a bite.
对 ，Let's grab a bite. 所以他讲这个 bite 不是说去吃某一种东西什么，就是去吃顿饭的意思。
Right, exactly.
而且 usually this is pretty quick, right? Grab a quick bite.
Yeah, quick bite before the movie, before work, before whatever.
而且不是什么 you know, sit down, fine dining、
right.
很贵一大桌的菜是吧 something、
right.
quick, express 的、OK, 好那接下来呢我们来看和车有关的啊因为出行也是我们生活中天天会做的事情嘛、
Right.
Instead of car, you might also hear
ride.
Ride,、比如朋友买了新车，或者你买了新车 ，That's a sweet new ride.
Yeah, my new ride.
My new ride.
Yeah, but I mean, keep in mind here that when we are thinking about ride, we're probably thinking about Lamborghini, Ferrari, Maserati.、
一定要是这种 lux cars, such as sports cars.
No, but that's where it comes from. So when we use it, like for example, if I bought a new car, you could say it's probably not a very nice car, but you could say like, "Hey, Adam, sweet ride."
Sweet ride.
Yeah.
那如果你买了一个 Toyota Camry, 丰田，我可以说 "Oh, that's a sweet ride."
You could, but I mean, you're probably being a little bit sarcastic.
没有啊，就 Camry 不是很实用吗？It's a very practical ride.
A practical ride.
既然我们讲到 ride 啊，我也想说，如果你要就是带一个人。送他回家、
right.
或者带一程对不对
Yeah, give me a ride.
Can I give you a ride?
Right.、
好那除了 ride, 你说还可以用轮子是吧
Right, so wheels.
Wheels,、就是车轮。
Right.
但是、wheels 也可以就是 describe
the whole car.
The whole car.、
Yeah.
也是这种比较像 ride 一样比较高级的车。
No, wheels are just wheels.
Yeah. 可以怎么用呢
I got a new set of wheels.
A new set of wheels. 、yeah. 所以这里因为复数所以不能说 I got a new wheel.
A new wheel, yeah. Well, there's one ad on TV where it's about like saving money or investing, and the guy's trying to buy a car, but he doesn't have any money. So he just buys one wheel at a time. So one day you'll have a, you know, sweet ride.
那可能他可以买一个 lemon.
Well, yeah. Okay, so that is a, yeah. A lemon is a great word for aI want to use a bad word, but I won't say it, Jenny. An old car that does not work well.
所以 lemon 这里也不是柠檬的意思，而是说一个就是不仅是老的
right.
车了，它而且问题还很多，是吧？
Yeah, I mean, it could be a brand new car, but it could still be a lemon.
所以这个车不管是新还是旧，只要问题很多，
yeah.
它就是一个 lemon, 是吧？
Yeah, exactly.
只能形容车。
Yes.
Okay.但是 when life gives you lemon,
you make lemonade.
还是 positively, 可以把它做成柠檬汁。OK, 好，那我们今天要看的这一组词呢，这两个词和工作有关，也是和生活息息相关的啊。
Right, and if one thing is true, it's that our jobs are very, very different than our parents' jobs.
对，因为现在 the nature of work has changed so much.
Yes.
越来越多的人 they're not just tied to one full-time job.
That's right.
They might be...
They're out there gigging.
Gigging.
Looking for gigs.
Gigging or gigs or gig. G-I-G.
G-I-G.
我们最近不是开研会员课程一个讲新闻的还说美国加州说那个什么 gig economy 啊 gig economy 就是比如在美国开优步的司机啦或者在国内比如我们一些送外卖的师傅甚至是 white collar worker 和你是给人家做 project based 项目的这种这都是一个 gig 一个 gig
Right, well we used to always use the wordfreelance or freelancer but that's kind of evolved into just a gig
yeah that's true 之前讲到这种比较自由的用工形式大家会说我是 freelance、
right.
是吗 freelancer 但现在通常就是就什么 I work
you probably would still say that it's just that so many people could say that now
就是doing gig work
yeah
是吧 or gigging
Yeah, I mean, usually, you know, if I asked someone, a friend, like, hey, do you want to grab a bite later? Oh, you know, actually, I can't. I've got a gig.
Oh, I've got a gig. 朋友不能跟你出去 grab a bite, 因为他要工作,是吧?
Right, yeah.
有一个工作啊。好,那这种工作呢,其实有些人可能他有一个 full-time job, 但他也有 side gigs 这种啊。
Yeah.
On the side, so they're moonlighting.
Yeah, moonlighting, I mean, obviously used to mean that you work all day at,the office and then you work at night of course now it doesn't necessarily mean at night
对所以 moonlight or it's a verb if you moonlight
you moonlight as something
as something、yeah. 就是说你还有一些兼职的这个活在做、
right.
是吧、这样可能很忙很辛苦啦但是也给自己创造更好的这个生活条件、是吧、
right.
好那今天我们的节目跟大家分享了一些你看到这些词可能不知道它是什么意思然后也许字典都没有很好的为你解释清楚它意思的词希望大家喜欢今天的节目那 Adam 说我的这个 list 这个列表有点随意有点 random、
Good.
What do you guys think?
yeah, yeah, exactly
或者大家可以建议我们以后可以怎么来 categorize 怎么来划分这类的节目啊、都可以在我们今天的推送留言底下告诉我们那也希望大家在收听我们这个双语脱口秀之余呢那如果你想继续提高自己的英语我们的开言会员课程就是为了这个目的所设计的因为我们每天都有发布新课是不同的级别然后不同的这个主题但都是和你的生活工作你的兴趣非常相关的而且我们的课程都是由我们的外教主播你所在节目里面听到你喜欢的这些主播们他们编写和讲解的所以呢我想你也一定会喜欢我们的开言会员课大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先来免费试用之后呢升级也可以享受到非常优惠的价格学习一年只要629 OK thank you for listening and we'll see you next time
Bye guys watch out for cops and lay off the booze